That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. If you're tuning in for the first time, I'm your co-host, Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins. We're two beauty editors turned podcasters, and our show is all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We are sending you all love and light as we're all staying home right now. Today, we're sharing an interview recorded back in early March when we were in New York City with Renee Chow, also known as the Gothamista, who's sharing her complete at-home skincare routine with us. So if you want to know how to create your own facial, get ready to take notes.
So during the past 5 years, Renee has built an online cult community of skin enthusiast fans, more than 500,000 to be exact on YouTube alone. They trust her thoughtful and extremely thorough skincare reviews on both Instagram and on YouTube. Her tagline is, "I try stuff so you don't have to."
For more than a decade, Renee's day job has been working in the beauty and lifestyle space, both as a buyer and also in product development. She's worked alongside chemists, learning about product formulations from a scientific perspective. So it's safe to say she's pretty adept at cutting through the marketing BS faster than most.
And today, it's Renee's first podcast interview ever. Woohoo! And don't worry, we got you every single product we discuss today. It will be on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
Plus, we're going to discuss some of the best and worst skincare advice that she's ever received. And we're going to get the skincare trends she thinks are coming in hot for 2020 and beyond. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Renee.
Hi, it's a real honor to be here with both of you today.
So great. Thank you so much. So first of all, we want to let everybody know what led you to become a content creator specifically in skincare. I feel like the concept of like skinfluencer, it's relatively new. Like 10 years ago when Instagram first started, it really wasn't a huge thing. And now I just feel like it's so in demand. Content.
Absolutely. Well, I think skincare has just become more important now, whereas before it was really all about color, beauty, and makeup and the aesthetics. But also, I think there's a lot to be said about how good skincare has actually become, accessible skincare, not just the luxury stuff. So, you know, I think we just have better skincare now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why did you specifically, though, want to get into content creation around skincare?
I mean, honestly, I never thought of myself as someone who would be creating this kind of content because I'm very self-conscious in front of a camera. And, you know, but it really was at the behest of my friends. They eventually wore me down. And, you know, because before, what I did, it's very much in alignment with what I'm doing now, which is you are basically presented with an ocean of products and you are trying to decide what is it that's actually special and what will resonate and what is different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a part I enjoy, except now I would say what I do is a little more selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're a buyer, you're really buying for everybody else, what you think, you know, the population wants. But now I get to talk about what I want and what I like, you know, and what really stands out to me. Oh, but to answer your question, honestly, it's not something that I ever thought I would be doing, putting myself out there like this on video. But I think after I was started to really get into YouTube and watch the content out there, I realized that there was a little bit of a hole. There was something missing, which is you weren't getting a whole lot of skintellectual type of educational conversation around product. Mm-hmm. It was more like, well, this smells nice. It feels nice. The packaging is great. So I felt like that was something that was very much needed, mm-hmm. just the educational aspect and, you know, just about product, really. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. So, you know, I felt like, well, this could be very beneficial for whoever is interested.
Yeah. Yeah. And to confirm, you're not a chemist.
No.
Either. And so just so everybody is concerned, you're just like a skin enthusiast who happens to have a ton of knowledge.
I just know about product.
Yeah.
When you're exposed to so much out there, you guys are beauty editors, so you know, you're just exposed to everything. Mm-hmm. You really get a chance to see what stands out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so would you say that for your audience, like, do you mainly go deep on ingredients and what they do and sort of reading the Inky list and trying to put together like what's in there that's filler? And like, how would you say what you offer to your audience is kind of unique to in terms of skincare?
Well, I think for me, if I like a product, a lot of times there's a bunch of factors involved. Obviously, cosmetic elegance is so much mm-hmm. about it. But also, ingredients speak to me. You know, mm-hmm. it's something that can excite me rather than just this smells nice.
Right.
So that's sort of the reason why I go into the Inky list, because also with the nowadays you have these very potent serums. So it's kind of important to understand if they're going to have, you know, 2% of an active ingredient, you sort of want to have an idea of what it will do for you.
Right.
So what I try to offer is maybe an understanding about what certain products can do for you rather than just what it says on the package.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So Renee, we're used to seeing your lovely face on a YouTube screen, but you're here live in person right now. And I can attest that you're just as dewy, bouncy, and glowy in person. Skin goals, everybody. So really, we're here because you need to spill all of your secrets. So, you know, we looked at your YouTube and we discovered that your routine videos are just everything. Like, people are obsessed. So you have a morning skincare routine, you have a retinol routine video, facial oils routine. What's your first step in your getting unready or ready routine?
First step is an oil cleanser or an oil-based cleanser always.
Okay.
But it has to emulsify. I don't like the ones that don't emulsify. They kind of leave some sort of an oily residue on the skin.
Mm-hmm. And so what does emulsify mean exactly?
Emulsify means when you add water, it mm-hmm. turns milky.
Okay.
So usually this is a step that you use on dry skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add a bit of water, it turns milky. And the milkiness allows it to completely rinse off clean.
Mm-hmm. And is that in the day or at night or both?
I do this at night. I double cleanse at night.
Okay.
Actually, during the day, I don't use a cleanser. I just use water.
Okay. So we're going to start with the nighttime routine, the getting unready mm-hmm. with Renee. So number one step, we now know oil-based cleanser that emulsifies.
Mm-hmm. The best, in my opinion, and this isn't an expensive luxury product, but in my opinion, it's just my favorite. It's the best. It just feels, it's DHC mm-hmm. cleansing, deep cleansing oil.
Okay.
This was the first cleansing oil I used after the Shu Uemura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they were the OG.
Yes.
And it's just the texture of it is so thick and lush and comforting.
Yeah.
But it just takes everything, just melts off.
I love this one too. Mm-hmm. I talked about this in our skin, in our cleanser episode, Carlene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
And we can attest, she's brought all of the products here, by the way. We're looking at them right now. We're doing like a show and tell.
We're going to show them on Instagram. Don't worry.
And I always wondered about this main ingredient. Like, is there a differentiating factor between this and the Shu Uemura? Or what would you say in comparison? Is this like a dupe of the Shu Uemura?
Well, it's the same type of product.
Yeah.
I mean, Shu Uemura, really, there was no one else that had a cleansing oil yeah. at the time. And then this came out and it's completely accessible. It's in most drugstores
yeah.
in Asia, that is. This one uses olive oil as a base, where okay. Shu Uemura uses a lot of luxury, beautiful luxury oils.
Yeah.
But this uses olive oil. And I think that's why it's so thick and lush.
Yeah.
But no, it's just so beautiful. I would use this over any luxury or any other product.
Okay. Right.
And the other thing I love about it is that it will remove all your eye makeup as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a lazy person like me,
that's me.
Then it's
lazy
just one
busy.
Step. Yes. It's just one step. I don't mm-hmm. have to do anything separate.
Yeah. And so do you use it with like a cotton pad or you just use your hands and that's it?
I just use my hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that takes off the eye makeup. Okay. Awesome.
What's after that?
After that, cream cleanser. I really only use non-foaming cream cleansers now.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a new appreciation for them. But this one is so lush, I can't even stand it.
Okay.
It's from African Botanics, and it's their Fleur de Rose Cream Cleanser.
Okay.
Never heard of this brand.
Never heard of this at all.
So African Botanics is like the ultimate like luxury marula. Everything's around marula oil, much like Drunk Elephant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're just that much more luxury.
Okay.
But their products, I would say they're considered green beauty.
Okay.
But their products are so
lush. Sounds lovely. You really got that rose scent.
Oh. This looks very expensive. Is it expensive?
It's expensive. Don't ask me how much it is. I saw and I blocked it out.
Yeah, fair. Okay, but if you're saying it's the best one, then all bets are off. I'm going to try it.
It's beautiful.
So what differentiates this, in your opinion, from other cream cleansers?
I would say this is about the aesthetics, really. Mm-hmm. There's something so beautifully therapeutic about just the way it smells, the way it applies. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it that much different from any other cream cleansers?
Yeah.
I mean, it will still do the job.
Right.
The same job. But it will get everything, you know, clean, and it will leave your skin feeling really lovely and moisturized. But it just has that ingredient deck that is just so elevated and does that extra. So that's what I will use when I want to massage my face while I'm cleansing it.
And this one goes on wet skin or dry skin?
This goes on wet skin.
Okay.
And again, doesn't leave a residue. That's kind of a big thing for me. I don't like cleansers leaving any sort of thing.
Right. Yeah. Are you against cleansing balms too then? We've recently been hearing this, people against cleansing balms because of that.
I think it depends. There are two types of cleansing balms. So one is the sort of original British ones, like the Yves Lom, where you need a towel or you need a cloth, a muslin cloth or something to just scrape your makeup off. My skin is so sensitive and reactive, so that doesn't work for me. Yeah. So I don't like that type of cleansing balm personally, but I love the cleansing balms that emulsify again.
Okay.
So you add water. It's like an oil cleanser. You add water and it emulsifies and it rinses off clean.
Okay. What would be an example of a cleansing balm that emulsifies well?
Balms are, I mean, there are so many that Pharmacy Green Clean.
Okay.
That would be a great one. Yeah. So I think that's sort of like a Korean, a K-beauty innovation.
Yeah.
The sherbet. They call it sherbet cleansing balms. Yeah,
really?
Because it's kind of,
interesting, because all the balms that I can think of from personal experience, I would always need a cloth or it's not coming off.
Yeah, no.
I have to try that one.
Well, I think the Pixi Double Cleanse is a good example of a drugstore one the oil, but then it puts the two of them together. So it, you know, that it's
in the balm.
Yeah.
That's an emulsifying cleansing balm.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well done, Carolyn Hirons.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
So we have cleansing steps 1 and 2. And maybe have you always done the double cleanse? Has that been a part of your routine forever?
No.
And what made you adopt it? Because I think a lot of people are confused why they should do it.
What made me adopt it is when I'm trying to think back. That's a great question. I just one day decided to start double cleansing. And it made such a huge difference. I think it's because I went to this was like in a duty-free in an airport. And I went up to one of those counters, one of the brand's counters, and they had everything laid out. And they were telling me this is what the routine needs to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when I tried it. I thought, well, let's see. And, you know, it's life-changing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the only difference you make in your skincare routine, if you want to incorporate any change, if that's the one thing you do, it would already make a transformative difference, I think.
Wow.
In terms of your skin texture, or what did you notice right away?
Everything. I mean, what was horrifying is the fact that I feel that my whole life, I never really properly cleansed my skin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So after the double cleansing, I realized that my skin was actually clean.
Okay. So were you seeing more on the towel and you're like, oh, this was always left behind?
It was more that I just didn't have the closed comedones. I didn't have the blackheads. I didn't have the breakouts that I used to have anymore.
Okay.
And I felt like my skin, I know this sounds, I felt my skin always looked brighter.
Okay.
After doing, maybe it's because there wasn't as much dirt left on my face anymore.
Well, I think it just stands to reason that the oil is like removing all of the makeup, all of the dirt, the grime, and then the cleansing is just like, you know, actually cleansing your skin. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So that's the first step, or two steps. What's next?
What's next? Okay, so for me, it's always hydration. Mm-hmm. I have a very different idea of what toner means. For me, the toner step or the essence step is just hydration. Mm-hmm. It's not about balancing the pH or removing residue. So that would always be another Japanese drugstore.
Ooh, I've never seen this before either.
No, me neither.
So I am talking about Hada Labo's Premium Gokujun Hyaluronic Acid Lotion.
Oh, okay. Let's have a look.
Did you see this when you were in Japan, Carlene?
I don't recognize this, no, but there's not a whole lot of English on this label.
There's no English.
Yeah. I see the Hada Labo now. It's very, very tiny. We're going to show you this on Instagram. Don't worry, guys. But this one did not resonate in my brain. Mm-hmm. So very interesting that it's got hyaluronic acid in the label. Like in the name of
right.
it, you said?
So Hada Labo, they sell one of their hyaluronic acid lotions. Like, you know, there's some crazy statistic about how many cells each minute.
Okay.
But they were the first people to come up with that technology of multi-weight hyaluronic acid mm-hmm. in a solution. So while this is a relatively new concept in Western skincare, mm-hmm. Hada Labo's been around for over a decade.
Yeah.
So this has been popular for a very long time, which just goes to show what has really been sort of missing, mm-hmm. I think, in skincare in, you know, the Western countries.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we get specific about application? How long after your cleanser do you get this on your face? How do you put it on your skin?
So I always try and apply hydration right after cleansing while my skin is still a little dewy, mm-hmm. because otherwise it gets just dry. Mm-hmm. I feel like it I don't like to wait too long.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you use your hands with this type of, so this is very liquidy. It's like, yeah, essence texture.
Yeah. I use my hands to pretty much apply everything with the exception of an acid toner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're just putting a little in the palm of your hand and then just like patting it all over.
Yeah.
You're not massaging or
I
what?
I do a combination of both.
Okay.
Sometimes maybe I might start off with a massage
yeah.
and then end up patting the yeah. rest of it in.
Yeah. Okay. I love a hydrating toner as well. Yeah. I completely agree with you. And I love the Japanese ones, like Clé de Peau is my favorite. That was the
goodness.
Biggest game changer for me in my skincare routine mm-hmm. was when I started using a hydrating toner. I was having a hard time explaining the difference because there are other essences that they just feel like nothing. It feels like you're putting water on your face. There's such a difference with mm-hmm. the hydrating toners. And I always say it feels like it's giving you like a softening effect.
It's
the only way I can describe it.
Right.
It's such a game changer. In fact, it's interesting mm-hmm. you brought that up because what made me start layering was actually the Suwasu line.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I actually started layering skincare. Prior to that, I was like, nobody's got time for this. This mm-hmm. is unnecessary.
Yeah.
And finally, when I did, I was like, why have I never done this? I mean, the glow.
Yeah.
The glow just comes out.
Right? Yes.
And then the plumpness and mm-hmm. all that stuff that you hear people talk about, it's mm-hmm. from just layering hydration.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how much would this one be, this essence? Do you know?
This lotion is only like $12.
And where do you get this?
This looks like an Amazon buy to me, but I could be
wrong.
It's
an Amazon buy, but you can also, I don't get mine from Amazon. There's a bunch of e-tailers.
Mm-hmm.
I could give you a list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is where I get it from.
Yeah.
We'll link to that.
Links to buy and mm-hmm. we'll get your help on that.
I will give you all the help.
But yeah, we're looking at the bottle. You guys can't see it right now, but it looks like it's $12. I'm going to say that.
Oh, it does.
And we love that.
Which just goes to show it's still better than any other hyaluronic acid treatment in the market.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. So cool. Okay, what's next? I can't
wait
to see.
What's next? All right. Oh, I do want to say that, you know, I usually like to just stick to one hydrating step. And sometimes I will just layer the same hydrating step or
okay.
the same product.
Hmm.
But this is one of my favorite all-time toners.
I've never seen this one either.
This is called the Rice Toner. It's from a brand called I'm From. And it's really special because, I mean, I love products that are simple,
mm-hmm.
you know, but concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
So this uses 80% rice bran extract from
okay.
a very special region in Korea
mm-hmm.
that is known for, you know, their rice, but it also has niacinamide in it. It's very simple, but it packs one hell of a punch.
Mm.
It's so potent in terms of how hydrating it is on your skin.
Mm-hmm. It's brand new.
It is brand new, baby.
Do you mind that we're doing, we're testing everything we brought in?
Of course, no, please.
You don't mind sharing
it
with us, do you? It's not like a toothbrush or anything. So this one really looks like a milky consistency coming out, almost
it's
like a
milky,
skim milk.
Mm-hmm. And there's something about that whole, you know, it goes back to when women used to sort of rinse their rice. Oh. And then they would just basically splash their faces with the rice water.
Oh, I love
and it would
that.
Leave the finish feeling really smooth, but it's also incredibly brightening.
Okay.
So if you have dull skin, it just brightens
your skin. I was going to say, what is the benefit of that rice water? So it's brightening?
Yeah. It's brightening. It's skin smoothing. It makes your complexion just look so even. Mm-hmm. But also it holds in a lot of hydration.
Mm-hmm. And so these are the essence step and then the rice water step, just one right after the other. You're not like waiting for one to dry. It's just getting it on the skin.
Well, I pat until I feel everything is kind of absorbed enough.
Yeah.
And then I go into
move
the next
on.
Step.
Yeah.
So,
on to the next.
So are you telling us that you double tone?
I am saying that I will use one or the other.
Okay.
But if I were to use them both in the same routine, which I have been known to use, because when it comes to hydration, I'm very extra.
Right.
Yeah. I don't feel you can have
okay.
hydration.
So double cleanse and double tone.
Love it.
Well, you don't have to double tone, but why not?
You can't. Well, if you want to look like Renee, you do.
So what's next?
What's next is, okay, you will see that I brought a whole bunch of serums here.
Yeah.
Because I don't use the same thing every single night.
Okay.
You know, I have a way of organizing my skincare routine that, you know, really only I can understand.
And yeah. It's a rotating routine.
It's a rotating
routine.
I think that's what's recommended, really. Different active. It's like Renee Rouleau said, it's like going to the gym. Like different days you do different things. And so at night you're doing different actives to get different results, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it really depends. I mean, everything that I use now depends on when I use my retinol.
Right.
Or sorry, my retinoid. Yeah. Right now I'm using tretinoin.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's from Curology.
It's from Curology. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm using Curology.
I've not heard of this brand again.
Is this, this one's big here. I know a lot of people have asked us about Curology, but I don't think we have it yet in Canada.
Okay, tell us everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, be careful because
that
is tretinoin. So you might get some
peeling there.
On your arm. Right. Exactly. You're retinizing on one spot.
Bye bye, freckles.
See you
never again. Okay, tell us about the Curology.
So what I like about Curology is over here, if you go to any dermatologist to try and get prescription retinoic acid, the lowest prescription they'll be able to give you is 0.25%, which is so strong for me. I tried it once, burned my face off.
Okay.
So the reason why I love Curology is that they're able to formulate 0.09%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a beginner and you have sensitive skin, it's perfect. It's a perfect way to ease into higher strengths.
Okay.
Yeah, and get there. And also what I like is they compound your tretinoin with other active ingredients that might really work together and benefit whatever your concerns are. So for me, mine has 5% niacinamide as well as 0.012% tretinoin, I think, right?
It's 0.02% tretinoin.
Okay.
And then it's got something called tranexamic acid, 2%.
Yes. So I have tranexamic acid in there, which is all about evening the skin tone. I have hyperpigmentation.
So it's like a brightening?
It's brightening, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So where did you say you get this? Only through a
Curology.
Okay.
So they have specialists on board and they have people who write the prescription for you.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like custom, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
But online, you put your concerns in.
I think custom skincare is going to have a moment.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So that's your retinoid step?
That's my retinoids.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you do that, did you say?
I do that, I would say, 4 times a week.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not using retinoids, I will use this very, very special. This is Neod from Deciem.
It's an empty.
It's a copper amino.
Oh, it's not empty yet. I'm going to squeeze out everything I can from this. This is Neod.
It's well loved.
It is. Neod's copper amino isolate lipid 1%.
Mm. I know this was a favorite of Brandon himself.
Yes.
Loved this product.
Yes.
Oh, precious love. Cargo there, Carlene. Don't squeeze out too
sorry.
Much.
I'm closing my eyes.
With all your stuff. Sorry.
I'm closing my eyes.
Okay, no, her other arm is just going to turn into a baby, basically.
No, I think it's quite even.
Yeah.
She's got the tret on this arm and she's got the copper.
Amazing. So what does this do and why is this such a cult favorite?
Exactly.
So you know what? Copper peptides have been around for a really long time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got skin healing properties. And I've seen it in a lot of other cosmetics. And I feel there was one time when it was having a moment, but never until now, I feel like I've ever experienced a formula with this ingredient that actually made such a transformative difference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with skincare, not many things are going to show you results immediately. And mm-hmm. that's certainly not what I expect. But this, I would say if you use it just a few times, you already feel the difference in terms of skin texture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was major for me. It's just the skin texture changed quite drastically.
Okay. And what is it about the copper? What is it doing?
The copper is just great for healing your skin. It's mm-hmm. anti-inflammatory, but also it promotes collagen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely helping your skin get to a point where, you know, it's consistently renewing the mm-hmm. collagen that is possibly depleted
okay.
as you get older. But also what's very special about this formula mm-hmm. is it's very much about keeping the fat in your face. It's
okay.
keeping your face fat.
Mm-hmm.
So all the baby fat that you don't want to lose or people try to replace with fillers, mm-hmm. this is actually what helps your skin feel plump.
Okay.
Would you say this is a serum then or a moisturizer? Serum?
I am very, that's an incredible, that is such a good question. I'm not quite sure.
Feels like a serum to me.
I mean, I use this in place of an oil.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be a serum / moisturizer type thing.
Right. Have you tried any of the comparable products? Is there a knockoff or a lower budget version of this in The Ordinary?
There is.
Yeah, because I think we've
it's the buffet.
I've heard questions
the buffet serum.
Before of people saying, why would I use this expensive one versus The Ordinary one? Do you have an opinion on that?
I do. I think The Ordinary one is fantastic. If you're someone who's trying to maintain your skin and, you know, you don't necessarily need that much copper peptide.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty much, I don't think I've ever had this experience with any product on a market.
Wow,
so
that's saying
more
a lot.
Heavy duty.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
intense.
Somebody needs to start creating the meme where there's the baby dumpling face and this NIAID.
I mean,
tube is right beside it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Brandon himself said that this product should be an all-encompassing age defense product mm-hmm. because he believed that you didn't even need, you mm-hmm. know, vitamin A if you use this.
Yeah.
I know that
this was his baby.
Yeah, he used this himself. Mm-hmm. I remember him talking about that was his number one fave.
I remember as well.
Wow.
Okay, what else?
Okay, another serum. Again, people need to understand I don't use this all in the same routine.
Right.
Another serum that I feel is just, if you're talking about results driven,
mm-hmm.
Paula's Choice Niacinamide 20% treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You've never really seen a 20% niacinamide.
Yeah, that's quite high.
Concentration
for that.
Serum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think you can get this in Canada because of your strict,
right.
I think this is
Health Canada regulations.
Yeah, yeah. So you can't get something this, but you can get 10% niacinamide.
Yeah.
Right.
And just as a refresher, niacinamide is really great for barrier health. It's really all about just like protecting the skin's barrier. So it's not constantly like feeling like it needs to.
Getting those cracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And it also helps your skin retain moisture. But there's also a good amount of oil control that can happen. If you are someone who's not balanced, you have a lot of oil production.
Hmm.
It helps with that. But I mean, I think the most attractive thing about what niacinamide does is it really affects your pores.
Yes.
So, you know, as you get older, it's your pores go from a nice round shape to like lines going downwards.
An oval shape. They start to sag.
Yeah. Lines for me. But they definitely start to sag with gravity. And what I've noticed about this, number one, it's such a nice formula. It's mm-hmm. hard to get concentrated niacinamide formulas that don't really dry out the skin.
Mm.
This doesn't dry out the skin. In fact, it's great for sensitive skins
mm-hmm.
and it's very anti-inflammatory. But what I love about that is you notice the tightening around the pores
mm-hmm.
quite quickly. I love a good oil serum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have dry skin.
Yeah.
But also there's something about oil serums that I find so pure and comforting.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones I love is this one from Votary. It's their facial oil, but it's their super seed oil. So it's just a whole bunch of oils from seeds.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got all the omegas in there. It's really soothing. There are no essential oils in it,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of appreciate.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm using things like tretinoin and acids mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Because the idea is that sometimes essential oils can be a little bit irritating to the skin, right? Or they could be reactive.
They could be reactive, for sure. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give my skin a break from that.
So this would be the final step in your routine?
Yeah, this is either the final step or it's a step that I mix with my moisturizer or depending on how dry my skin is, it can be before the final step.
Right.
Okay.
So did we get a moisturizer, a nighttime moisturizer recommendation? Or is that coming up?
That is coming up. I mean, oils are great moisturizers, but you know, for now, my moisturizers, the two that I'm using that I absolutely, absolutely love is one that is very, very, how should I say, plain and basic because, you know, when you're using so many other things, I don't need my moisturizer to also be active.
Right.
So this is a very, this basically moisturizes.
Right.
It does what it does.
And that's it.
Yeah. But it's a little bit nicer in terms of it's a bit more luxe and lush in the texture. Sorry, I'm talking about Dr. Sam's Flawless Moisturizer.
Okay.
Talk about this all the time.
Another brand that I haven't seen at all.
This is a British.
Yeah, it's a Dr. Sam Bunting.
Yes.
We follow on Instagram.
Okay,
yeah, but we can't get it yet.
Okay. Oh, well, gosh. I'm learning so much. This is great. So keep talking.
Yeah, this one, the texture, it's basically like what you would get from La Roche-Posay, you know, but it's just got that lush, beautiful texture, which makes me, and it's got a nice silky finish.
Yeah, it
which
does.
Which is something I like.
It's quite light, it's a lightweight, and
it's
I like that because otherwise I feel like it's going to clog my pores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's in an airless pump too, which I love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other one that I use, you know, I alternate again. So I'm not using this together, people. But this is just purely for just the skin finish, is the Suwasu Ginseng Concentrate Cream.
Yeah, I use that one till the very end. I love it.
I mean, I'm literally using my finger and just, this is such a beautiful, luxurious cream. It's sort of light, but I think it's that finish that's just so beautiful and silky.
Yeah.
Would you say any skin type can use that?
No, I think this is better for, I don't think if you're in your 20s, this is really necessarily, you don't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if your skin is sort of maturing or if it needs a little more, then I think this is perfect.
And everything here, did we talk about an eye cream? Do you have an eye cream that you love?
How do I not have an eye cream here? I'm in awe.
Clutching our pearls.
I know. I'm like, I forgot my eye cream. So I really love the one from Biossance, their gel.
The peptide gel.
The peptide gel is just so nice. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's lightweight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you reach for that one morning and night kind of thing?
I reach for that morning and night.
Oh.
I am sort of testing out a bunch of retinol eye creams at the moment to see if they really do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. We want to pause for a moment to tell you about our newest show partner, CauseBox.
If you haven't discovered CauseBox yet, it's a quarterly subscription box curated by women for women. And what's different is that you get to treat yourself while also giving back to the world by supporting brands that are ethical and sustainable.
Every CauseBox is limited edition, and it comes with 6 to 8 full-size products, everything from skincare and jewelry to homewares and cute accessories.
So here's how it works. The box is $50 and you're always getting a minimum of $250 worth of products. That's why the last 4 boxes have sold out in days.
What a joy when the spring box landed at my door. Let me tell you, it's got flowers all over it and bright colors. And when you open the box, there's just so many new things to discover. We're actually going to do an unboxing over on our IGTV so you guys can see for yourselves.
I love that all the items inside are actually useful. Like the bento box by Benko, it has all these little separate compartments and cutlery. So when we start recording in real life again, Jill, I'll be packing my own chic little lunch. I also really like the Known Supply duffel bag. I can throw my bento box in there and my computer and I'm on my way.
I'm living for the Luna Nectar Jade Roller. It's my nightly moment of zen. And in the morning, I've been using the Pure 4-in-1 Correcting Primer. Plus, there's these really cute Foxy Original earrings that I've been wearing every day.
There's also a vegan leather organizer. My all-time favorite, though, is the Reduce Insulated tumbler. I'm literally going to use it for my porch wine sundowner tonight.
Every box comes with a magazine that tells the story and mission behind each of the brands.
I just think this is the pick-me-up that so many of us need right now, like Mother's Day is coming up.
I know, and birthdays, there's so many occasions we can't be there for in real life. So I would love to send this to my sister or my friend.
The best part is we're hooking you guys up with an exclusive discount. Go to causebox.com/beauty and use the code beauty for 30% 30% off your first box.
So you're going to get your first box that has more than $250 worth of products in it for less than $39 with free shipping in the U.S.
That's causebox.com/beauty and use the code beauty. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. And now back to today's episode. So let's get into a few of your daytime faves. So I don't want to run out of time before people know how they can leave the house in the morning.
Right. You know, for daytime, I would say everything that I used for my night routine.
Okay.
Those are all on rotation options. But probably the most important part of my daytime routine is my vitamin C serum.
Right, of course.
For me, it's always going to be, my first choice will be SkinCeuticals C mm-hmm. for, like, mm-hmm. it will always be this.
Yeah. No We're twins what. Then because yeah. I use it every day. Mm-hmm. I accidentally dumped half a bottle down the sink not very long ago. Yep, that happened. The dropper format, sometimes it just doesn't cooperate with me.
No, I mean, something similar happened where I don't always screw it back on. I'm just kind of, and I accidentally knocked it over and a whole bunch of golden liquid just basically spilled
dear.
Out. Yeah. That's when you want to put your face on your table. But yeah, there's nothing. This was the first vitamin C serum I ever used. And just the fact that they're the ones that came up with a vitamin C formula that now everybody is trying to mimic.
Right.
They have the research. They, you know, conducted all that stuff. They have the patents. So I still feel this is the best.
Yeah.
And have you ever discovered a dupe for it? I have not, but people ask me all the time and I'd like to know.
Because that's like $100, right?
It's $180 Canadian. It's very expensive.
$160 here, mm-hmm. I would say. Yeah. But you can always get a discount, but still, it's over $100.
Yeah.
I would say the closest dupe to this would be Paula's Choice, the vitamin C booster.
Interesting.
Okay.
The C15. Mm-hmm. But there's another one that's really good, but it's for people who have oilier skin because it's very lightweight. And that's from a brand called Maylove. Mm-hmm. It's their Glow Maker.
Oh, don't know that one.
Yeah. So that one's really reasonably priced. I wouldn't say it's about 20 or something. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And then so what would you use after this?
This is the first thing I use after cleanse, after I wash my face. So.
And can you maybe tell people why you don't wash your face? Why you don't, you just use water in the morning?
I just use water. It suits me. It's not something I necessarily would say is for everyone. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's just really worked. Because when I was about 16, I had this intense, mortifying flare-up of rosacea and acne on my skin. It was horrible. And at that time, my dermatologist said, do not use a cleanser in the morning. Mm. Just use water and wash your face that way. You don't need anything else. And so it's been a habit and it's really worked for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, then you're not undoing everything you did the night before.
Right.
Right?
Well, my skin drinks it all in. So it's not like I have layers of things on my skin.
Totally.
It's either my skin or my pillow that's getting rid of everything. So yeah.
Right. Okay.
So what's after this? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, not at all. So this is the first thing I will use. Mm-hmm. I want it on my skin before anything else.
Right. The vitamin C serum.
And the next thing would be hydration.
Yeah. So that's your toners talked about.
Yeah. Okay. Or essence or whatever.
Yeah.
The number one question people had for you, of course, is what's the SPF that you use for every day? And do you use a separate one from your moisturizer? Walk us through that.
I am such an SPF snob. Mm-hmm. It's really bad. Like I can't.
It's really good. I'm sure.
No, I mean, I guess what I mean is I just do not really use SPFs that are available in the U.S. because, you know, I find the filter profile, what is allowed, is just not necessarily anything that works for my skin.
Mm-hmm. That means UVA and UVB filters,
UVB filters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's so limited. You guys have better sunscreens than we do,
right?
You know, for sure. So I have a problem with, I think anyone with sensitive skin, I realized and I discovered just a couple of years ago that one of the problems I had with all mineral sunscreens is that zinc oxide is really irritating and nobody ever really talks about it. They're just like, no, it's mineral, so it's great for you. But high percentages of zinc oxide is so astringent. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering why my skin was always red and burning.
Oh.
But then the chemical sunscreens in the U.S. are not necessarily there. They also have some very irritating filters like oxybenzone and octinoxate. They can be irritating on sensitive skin. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's really going to be the Japanese sunscreens. It's going to be the European sunscreens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my favorite one is this one from Sweden. I mean, I feel so elitist. I have a sunscreen from Sweden that I use. But this one is absolutely amazing. This one is a sunscreen mousse. So it doesn't use preservatives in it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of this one?
This one's called Evie.
E-V-Y.
E-V-Y Technology Daily UV Face Mousse.
Hmm. How did you find this?
Yeah, where did you get this?
I mean,
where did you get this gold?
Do my research.
Careful, Carlene. It's a very small bottle. It's going to be
I'm going to put it on top of my retinoid.
I had to get this in, when I was in Hong Kong to get shipped to me. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry, I used the tiniest drop.
Oh, you like discovered it on Reddit or something? Or how did you find it?
No, what happened was actually one of my viewers, it wasn't just one, actually, it was a couple of them were like, listen, you need to check out Evie. And these are people who lived in Sweden or lived abroad. Actually, this is widely available in England as well.
Oh, okay.
In the UK as well. So they were like, this is just unbelievable technology. And it really, really is. It's so waterproof. This is a beautiful primer under makeup, but also it's, what I love about it is it's so gentle. All the filters in there are gentle. I mean, they're very strong in terms of protection, UVA and UVB protection. But also what I love about it is you can even put it on your eyelids.
Yeah.
It's like, you just put it all over your face and you're fine.
Oh my gosh.
But this is for people with super, I mean, you could use this if you have eczema. You can use it if you have sun allergies even.
Wow.
So,
wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
You've got SPF 30 here. That's what you use, or do you use even higher?
Right now, I'm using SPF 30.
Okay.
But in the summertime, it's got to be like 50 and water resistant.
And if people can't get this, and do you have another drugstore Japanese buy that you love?
I love the Anessa Mild Milk.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, the Anessa. We bought that one on my Japanese drugstore buy episode.
Yes. And Anessa has so many sunscreens. Mm-hmm. The Mild Milk one I love because it doesn't have alcohol, it doesn't have fragrance, and it's got a combination of chemical and mineral filters. So it's just very broad.
Right.
But also, they have this water technology where when you sweat or if it gets wet, it actually becomes more. The protection boosts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's wild. That's what they use in Shiseido as well.
I think it's
a
sister brand to Shiseido.
Yeah, it is. Same parent company.
So we're running out of time here, but I wanted to get your opinion on what skincare trends do you think are coming in hot for 2020 and beyond?
I think for 2020, definitely there's a movement towards skincare being vegan. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of formulas now that are suitable for vegans. I've definitely been seeing that.
Biologic Recherche.
Wait, did they change?
They're about
the P50? Not yet.
Not the P50, but they changed, I think, the amniotique.
They're working on it.
They changed the one that has like milk colostrum.
The colostrum, yeah.
Serum.
Oh, that's one of my.
It's now vegan.
Oh, gosh.
Which we all know colostrum is from milk, and they did get it from cow's milk.
Right.
So now it's a botanical base.
Okay.
And they're in the process of moving all of their products toward vegan. So I posted on Instagram and I was like, who's hoarding the OG P50? Because
everything.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. I mean, because I just got an amniotique and someone said that that formula has been changed. It seems the same to me. And the only thing that's changed is I think it's smellier than it's ever been. That stuff really stinks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It may be because they're all in transition, but they know the P50 is the icon and they won't change it over until they feel really confident about a formula.
Yeah. And they don't have the pressure. Like they're still a family owned business. So
they'll get there when they get there.
Tweak and tweak and tweak. What else do you think aside from vegan formulas?
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like formulas are going to become increasingly minimal in terms of just ingredients. You know, I think that you're not really going to have the same formulas that have been, you know, where you see an ingredient deck that takes up the back of the entire box. You know, I think that, you know, they're getting simpler. And I also definitely see a trend towards keeping things out, you know, keeping not just unnecessary things out, but just things like any kind of fragrance, essential oils. You know, the list kind of keeps getting longer and longer, but clean beauty is a huge trend and it's only going to become more and more so.
Right. Okay, let's move into the rapid fire. Okay, so best place ever in New York for a facial. Do you do facials?
I do facials and I love the Biologic Recherche facials, the ice facials. Those ones are amazing.
Mm-hmm. And where do you go? What's your favorite place?
I go to Paul Lebrecht Salon, but I also go to Rescue Spa. So those are the two places I will go.
And the number one French pharmacy buy you would never leave Paris without?
Nux Honey Lip Balm.
Classic.
What about the worst skincare advice you've ever received?
Use P50 twice a day, every day. Mm.
Did you try it?
Oh God, yes, I tried it. I mean, they were like, and I was like, this is, I'm getting, something's wrong with my face. And they're like, just, you know, push through it. I think I gave myself perioral dermatitis from doing that. It was a long recovery period.
Yeah.
Too much.
And do you have any skincare advice from like someone in your family, like a mom or an aunt that you still carry with you to this day?
Don't put heat on your face.
Oh.
Like keep your skin cool. And I feel like that's something, you know, when that's something that really, I think, has stayed with me forever. I don't like steaming my face. I don't put hot towels on my face because whenever I do that, my skin turns bright red. And also it turns hot. And I feel like inflammation is sort of what makes everything 10 times worse. I mean, you know, it's what creates acne, hyperpigmentation, all those things. So that's kind of advice. I always use cold water and to rinse my face and I keep things cool.
That's really, really good advice.
Yeah.
And this is one question actually from Emily. Does expensive really mean better when it comes to skincare? Let's hear from you.
It depends. It depends on what you're buying. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if you are buying a hydrating serum that is water, sodium hyaluronate, and maybe one or two other ingredients, then you don't have to go expensive. But I think if you're buying an oil serum that uses mainly or all natural products and natural oils, then I think the quality, the difference in quality, it's like going to the supermarket and buying fruits and vegetables, you know, the ones that have been out for like 10 days and are rotting versus the new ones that are the oranges that are from fields and, you know, God knows where. So I think there's a difference in natural ingredients that I don't mind paying for.
Right. Thank you, Renee. This is amazing.
Oh, this was so much fun, guys.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.